This goes to Dr. Saxena, S-A-X-E-N-A, fax 989-463-2249, regarding Dolores, D-O-L-O-R-E-S, N-A's, E-N-N, like November, E-S. Date of birth is 11-19 of 1928. Dear Dr. Saxena, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Innes with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, hypertension, bilaterally small kidneys, and atrial fibrillation. Her last visit was June 18th of this year. She's currently has an implanted loop recorder because she's had several falls where 1 minute she was doing something and the next minute she found herself on the floor. And she's been lucky that she hasn't broken anything and they haven't occurred outside on very hard surfaces. So they're trying to determine the cause of these falls through the loop recorder. Today she's feeling well. She denies chest pain or palpitations. She is quite hard of hearing and a family member is present with her. And she is blind in her right eye and has severe arthritis in her right knee. And she does have varicose veins and some edema that is unchanged. She has urinary frequency and nocturia 3 to 4 times per night, no cloudiness or blood, and no cough, wheezing, or sputum production. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the hydrochlorothiazide. It's 12.5 milligram daily, and Norvasc is 2.5 milligram daily. And other medications are unchanged from previous visit. Physical exam, weight is 172 pounds, pulse is 64, and blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff, is 132 over 60. Her neck is supple, there's no jugular venous dissension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular, somewhat distant sounds, no murmur or rub. Abdomen obese and non-tender, and no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done October 11th of 2024. Creatinine is 1.19 with estimated GFR of 42, and that's actually slightly improved level. Calcium 10.3, albumin is 4.2, electrolytes are normal, phosphorus 3.4, hemoglobin 12.4 with the normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no progression of disease. We would like her to continue to have labs done every 3 months. 2, hypertension, currently at goal. 3, bilaterally small kidneys. 4, recent syncopal episodes and paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, currently has an implanted loop recorder. To investigate why she had syncopal episodes. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.